Deseret News. I'm John Scott.
Thousands of Americans could lose their jobs if Donald Trump doesn't win the presidency this November. That's the view of Florida Congressman Greg Stube on the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill. Stube tells host Tony Perkins that's because the so-called Trump tax cuts will expire unless they are made permanent. If that doesn't happen, businesses could be hit with a 20% hike in taxes.
For every small business in America to get a 20% increase in their federal income tax, they're going to have to lay people off. They won't have a choice. They won't be able to expand. And you think we're in a bad economy now? We'll be in a horrible economy after that. If Trump doesn't win in November and the tax cuts don't stay permanent, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to lose jobs.
The full interview will be broadcast this Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNnews.com, Hurricane Beryl roaring toward Jamaica as islanders scramble to make preparations with the powerful Category 4 storm earlier killing at least six people and caused significant damage in the Southeast Caribbean. Ukraine's fourth largest city has been hit by Russian-fired drones. Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine officials say a Russian missile and drone attack on the eastern city of Dnipro killed five civilians and injured dozens, including a 14-year-old girl. Photos published by local officials showed blasts blew out some windows of a shopping mall, raining shards onto the street. Also, debris struck the intensive care unit of a children's hospital, and a fire broke out in another hospital. A video posted on social media by President Volodymyr Zelensky showed a missile with a fiery trail streaking over buildings and debris flying into the air from its impact. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Tractor Supply abandons the LGBT agenda. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The chain bills itself as America's largest rural lifestyle retailer, and it has finally decided to listen to its customers. Tractor Supply has issued a news release announcing it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades or be involved in LGBT voting campaigns, opting instead to, quote, represent the values of the communities and customers we serve. The company says its woke agenda sparked outrage amongst its patrons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates going to court to try to overturn Michigan's longtime ban on taxpayer-funded abortions for some low-income residents. They're arguing that the ban can't stand after voters in 2022 approved a sweeping constitutional amendment that enshrines abortion. Michigan's Medicaid program pays for childbirth, birth control, and sterilization, but not abortion. This is SRN News. The cost of this year's 4th of July cookout is nothing to celebrate.
According to ConsumerAffairs.com, the price of 1.3 pounds of ground beef will run you $8.45. That's a 50% increase from 2019. Ketchup prices have increased almost 50%. A 12-pack of soft drinks has gone from $5.17 in 2019 to $9.18 this year. That's an increase of 77%. And you may want to forego those 57-inch disposable plates that have seen an 80% price increase from $276 in 2019 to $497 in 2024. According to WalletHub, 60% of Americans are planning to spend less money this Independence Day than in previous years. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
It's bye-bye Big 12, hello Southeast Conference. Texas and Oklahoma finally made their long-awaited conference switch. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.